You know, I've talked a lot about taking time and getting opportunities to just sit and think and listen. And it's so important to do that kind of stuff. It's really healing. You know, if you got a lot on your mind, if you're stressed out, if you're anxious, there's a lot of really natural healing properties of just being in nature. And so I try to take advantage of that a lot. And I've seen a lot of good benefits from partaking in that. So everybody, this is Tim Garland, and you're listening to the Trail Connection Podcast. Today I'm doing a little kayaking on the Hillsborough River. Right up the road from my house, it's B. Sargent Park. And this place is literally 2 minutes from the house. It's got a nice little canoe launch that you can put in, canoe or kayak, and several different legs of the river that you can explore. And kind of getting back into the swing of things of the progression of these episodes, I wanted to try to line them up in the way that I gained my experience prior to reaching out and bringing others on the show. I know it's kind of been a little bit more sporadic, and it may seem like it's a little out of sync, but you know, we started off the first couple episodes talking about, you know, why I got into this, and then, you know, where I got my experience solo camping and learning some techniques about cooking and setting up my gear and all that kind of stuff. And then went right into a kayak episode, and me and Joseph went on to a river that I had never been on before. Which was amazing. It was absolutely incredible. The Juniper Run in Ocala National Forest. And so, you know, kind of progressed on through up to the Appalachian Trail hike that Brad and I did. Talked a little bit about the prep and then the execution of that hike. But I wanted to take today and this week to really kind of go back to the roots of, you know, when I got started with the kayaking. You know, this place is literally right in my backyard. And I say that because my house that I currently live in, and I currently live two doors down from my parents, which still live in the house that I grew up in. You know, I grew up in this neighborhood that bordered some swift mud property, and I spent a lot of time out there in the woods and hiking out to the river and stuff. But this river, Hillsborough River, runs southbound. So this river here is kind of where I got started. I got familiar with exploring and fishing and just the scenery. This river runs from Crystal Springs, which is a little bit north of where I'm located, and I don't know the exact mileage, but it meanders down southbound, southwest towards Tampa Bay. And there's some spots that are through the real heavy wooded areas, and then there's some sections of the river that run through town, and, you know, there's houses that border both sides of the river. But it's just got a lot of different attributes and stuff, and it can be a really peaceful river to enjoy kayaking or canoeing on. It's a pretty popular section of river. There's a lot of canoers and kayakers that take advantage of the sections. And I'm about 7 miles south of Hillsborough River State Park, which is one of the first canoe launches that take you down the leg. And so there's a lot of heavy traffic of canoers and kayakers that come down behind the house. But I mean, I grew up, you know, standing on the banks, just hiking out to the banks and fishing and trying to catch some bass and brim and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat to have gotten really my roots being connected to this river and really enjoying different attributes of it as a younger boy, and then kind of growing up and gaining more experience as an adult now, you know, through kayaking and exploring its banks, you know, within the two banks. So anyway, it's pretty cool. This is gonna be an interesting episode because I'm trying to focus on what I'm saying, but I'm also trying to like navigate in between a bunch of logs and stuff like that, and it is not easy. A lot of down trees and stuff through here. And the way that this river's maintained, they really try to keep a lot of it as natural as possible through here. So if there's major obstructions, you know, they'll come through and they'll try to trim it up a little bit. But overall, you know, it's pretty natural landscape. So this section that I'm going on today, heading back northbound, is a little bit treacherous. It can be anyway. So there's just some really neat sections of this river. So I wanted to introduce you guys to the section that I kind of got my bearings with when I first bought my kayak. You know, with it being so conveniently located to my home, it makes it very, very easy to get the itch to scratch and go jump in the truck and take the kayak out for a little bit. And it's been pretty neat. I like bringing my kids out here because they can sit right up in the front nose of the kayak. And this particular section is heavily wooded, and there's a lot of spots where the sun breaks through the trees, and you know, there's tons of logs that are crossed over the river. You know, I'm sure you can hear from the audio all of the scrapes on the bottom side of the kayak, and if you're watching the video, you can see it. But all of those spots make it really convenient for gators to lay up there on the edge and sun themselves. And so I'm calling this episode Gator Bait because this section of the river would freak out the typical person who's not used to being around alligators and being up close to them. So I'm a little bit more comfortable, probably more comfortable than I should be. But most times, you know, unless they're in the middle of mating season, they're very tame and not very aggressive. More than likely they're gonna run or try to dip out of the way, and if you get a little too close to them. So just in my experience so far, others may beg to differ, but in my experience, I haven't come across a real aggressive one. Now my brother has, around the time of mating season, you know, the females can get pretty aggressive and defending their nests and all that kind of stuff. And he was out here on his kayak, and there's a pretty nice sized gator that kept coming towards him, you know, not really pursuing him, but definitely like letting him know that she wasn't cool with him being in her spot. So he told me about that a while back. I think it was a couple years ago he ran into that issue. But overall, you know, it's just kind of cool to get up close to them and get really good view of them. Yeah, I was talking with a friend of mine recently who was interested in maybe hearing an episode about gator hunting, and because my brother and I have a history of doing that down here, and the process is just really cool. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had the chance to like either hear about it or actually go, but it's a pretty neat experience and it's very unique. If you ever seen the show Swamp People, then that's a really dramatized version of it, you know, for TV. And we do it a little bit differently, but it's just a really cool adventure to go on. And if you've seen the videos that I've put up from the studio, that I shot in the studio, that gator head that sits on the table behind me is one that I got. I harvested about 5 years ago over in Polk County, and it was about 11.5, 11.6. And that thing was just a monster. It was a lot of fun to bring in, but wore me slap out, and it was quite the story. So maybe I'll tell it another day. I don't really want to get into hunting stories on a hiking podcast, but you know, we'll see. Maybe one day I might try to bring my brother on and talk a little bit about that whole process, because it's interesting, and he's got a whole lot more experience than I do. But anyway, so I like coming out here just to get some good pictures and just listen to the sounds. You know, there's tons of wildlife out here, just indigenous to the area, and you know, gators specifically, but a lot of birds and squirrels and fish and all kinds of stuff like that. It's really neat. And I like just coming out and listening to that soundtrack play while my mind just wanders wherever it wants to. You know, I've talked a lot about taking time and getting opportunities to just sit and think and listen, and it's so important to do that kind of stuff. It's really healing. You know, if you got a lot on your mind, if you're stressed out, if you're anxious, there's a lot of really natural healing properties of just being in nature, and so I try to take advantage of that a lot. And I've seen a lot of good benefits from partaking in that. So anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit today about some different kayak adventures. So I'm a pretty novice kayaker. I've got some experience, you know, young in my younger teenage years, basically just paddling down spring rivers and that kind of thing. So if you're watching the video, depending on my editing skills, you'll probably be able to see how sucky of a kayaker I am. But I don't really have a whole lot of experience with going for real long distances or even really in the ocean either. I mean, I've taken my kayak to the beach a few times, but I've never really gone, you know, from point A to point B, you know, with ocean current or like even really strong river current and stuff. And so I'm anxious to kind of get some of that experience and get some time, you know, on some rougher waters, trying to learn how to maneuver this thing. And, you know, I mentioned several times, we're going to be doing a beach camping episode coming up here pretty soon, actually, because the weather's starting to get just right. I mean, it's the middle of March right now, and it's 92 degrees right now out here, but there's not a lot of humidity. The air's pretty cool, even though the sun's got the temperature up pretty high. It's pretty warm, but it is gorgeous out here, man. I wish that there was a way for me to capture the ambient temperatures and like all that stuff and share it with you guys too. Right now, you know, I'm only hitting a couple of the senses with sights and sounds and all that kind of stuff, but there's just no way to capture it. You just got to experience it yourself. And so again, I'll hit you with it, man. If you have any kind of desire or you want to experience something like this, you just got to do it. You just got to get outside. You know, there's all kinds of companies out there that offer kayak and canoe rentals, and it can get a little pricey sometimes. I think on average you can rent a canoe for about $30 for the day. Kayaks are about the same, a little bit more expensive maybe, but there's just so many different places that you can you can go and put in and get to explore a little bit. And oh man, look at this. There's a nice big gator swimming up here in front. I'm gonna try to get up a little closer to it. There's just so many different places that you can experience, especially down here in Florida, you know, where you've got rivers and lakes and the beach and all these different options. So, you know, for me, like, this scenery that I'm looking at right now, you know, the swampy kind of blackish brown water with logs and greenery everywhere, that's typical from what I'm used to. But, you know, you go 15, 20 miles up river and, you know, up to the next point where this gets closer to the spring, and the Hillsborough River just completely transforms. I mean, just 7 miles up the way a little bit at the Hillsborough River State Park, you know, it's got a little short hike from the parking lot, less than half a mile. I think it's even just a quarter mile from the parking lot where you can go and see some of the only rapids from the Hillsborough River on the Hillsborough River in Tampa. You know, you can experience that. You can, without a whole lot of effort, you know, just go check it out. And it's super, super close. Really short hike. And that section up there in that park is really neat. I'm going to do a mini cast feature in that park pretty soon. But most of the trail, it just is parallel with the bank, and like kind of what you're seeing right now, you get to walk right along next to the body of water, and there's just some really, really cool sights and ambient, you know, features that are really neat. And that park particular, you know, they call that Real Florida, and like it's fittingly named because it is. It's got so many different aspects of the Florida landscape all in one spot. You've got the swamp, you got the river, you've got cypress, you got oak, you have pine, you have palmetto. I mean, it's just all kinds of different attributes and you know, different species of plants and all that kind of stuff. So if you're ever in the Tampa area and looking for a destination, you know, some outdoor activity, definitely take advantage of the Hillsborough River State Park and check it out. It's worth it. But like I said, I'll feature that a little bit more in depth in an upcoming minicast. So this section here, you know, I've talked a little bit about it already, but I'll go into a little bit more detail. The skill of navigating is, you can really get hung up in here a lot if you don't know what you're doing. It's pretty hard to navigate through this stuff, you know, unless you're really paying attention to what's under the water, and from what you can tell, because I've been on the river here for, you know, 15, 20 minutes so far, and I keep getting hung up on these big trees that are underneath the water. You can barely see them as you're coming up to them. And it can be really frustrating. And if you're trying to do, you know, a certain amount of distance on the river, depending on if you're going upstream or downstream, you know, it can get pretty tiring just from the paddling. But then you add in the aspect of getting hung up on all these big logs and trying to scoot and hop and shimmy and get your way, you know, get your butt scooted across the top of these logs, it can be a little bit irritating. But then you get to a spot like this where you're just kind of coasting in the open water, and you can look around and just really observe the beauty around you. But anyway, all right, so I'm coming up on probably about 6 foot gator. He's about to go into the water there. Yep. Just swimming along. So, let's see if I can squeak by him without disturbing him too much. It's amazing how quickly these guys can just move about land or water and just get wherever they want to go. It's pretty nuts. Well, like we've talked a lot about in earlier episodes, I mean, you just got to respect You just gotta respect nature and the areas that you're entering in. You know, we're guests in these animals' home. So me and my daughter were hiking in the woods a few weeks ago, and she wanted to see the camp spot that I took my wife to. And so I took her for a short little hike back there, and we were coming back, and it was starting to kind of be the time that the sheds could be dropping, the antlers coming off the deer. And so I was trying to find some. I was going through some of those thicker areas, but you know, I had her with me, so couldn't go too deep. But I had her with me, and we were walking and saw like a 6.5 foot, almost 7 foot yellow rat snake stretched out across the floor of the wilderness out there, the woods, and it freaked her out. I mean, she was shaking in her boots, and you know, like, I'm not a big fan of snakes. Like, I'm not scared of them. I just, like, they just freak me out. Like, the slithering and how they move and all that stuff. I'm just like, they're cool animals. I just want to observe them from a distance. And so, you know, they startle me quite a bit. And so that one particular snake, it startled me a little bit, but you know, I was able to remain calm, but she was pretty scared, pretty shaken up about it a little bit. So, you know, I picked her up and put her on my shoulders, and I just tried to take that opportunity to explain to her that, you know, a lot of these animals that you come in contact with in the wild, especially ones down here, I haven't encountered too many that are like super aggressive. And like we've talked about before, I think that a general rule of thumb is that, like, unless you're getting into an area that like they feel threatened or they feel like they have to defend themselves, they may not come at you like that. But you know, sometimes, is, you know, you think about all these funny videos online of like people getting scared and stuff, and there's a lot of folks, a lot of guys who their natural reaction when they get scared is to like punch or to like hit, you know. And it's funny because like it's comical to watch a grown man get scared and then like throw a punch at somebody. But when you think about that in the perspective of like the animals, you know, they do the exact same thing. You come up on a snake or you come up on a different animal like that, that you startle it, you know, and it strikes. It's just, it's reacting. It's doing the same thing. And so, anyway, I just tried to take that opportunity to explain to her that, like, you need just to respect the animals that you see, but, you know, don't be afraid of them. Just have a healthy respect for, you know, where you're at and what they're doing and all that, so. Yeah, I just got a healthy respect for snakes and the wildlife that I'll encounter when I'm out here doing my little excursions, my adventures. But I don't want to be one of those folks that's just paralyzed in fear because of, you know, some terrible horror story you've heard about, you know, freak accident or whatever. So anyway, I want my kids to feel the same way. I want them to have respect for animals and, you know, not abuse them and not, you know, not irritate or intentionally aggravate them. But like, I also don't want them to be careless around them too. I want them to really take the time to learn and understand like what their deal is, so you know, you can learn how to coexist with the animals and stuff in the areas that you're going to be exploring. So anyway, enough about that. Got some turtles. There's pretty much like the typical stuff that you're gonna see on this section of the river, or alligators, turtles, different types of birds, like ospreys and cranes and that kind of stuff. I haven't seen too many snakes. I have seen them before, but I don't see them very often. But they're out here. And I think I might have hit the end of the line, man. I think I'm gonna have to turn around and go back, because I really don't want to get out and pull my kayak over any of this stuff and risk dumping my cameras and stuff into the water. Some pretty cool sounds. You just have a chance to sit and listen. There's so much life around us all the time. And I think we move too quick to really notice it. And not to go like super ultra deep on you guys, but something that my wife and I were talking about recently. You know, it's applicable for the same thing I just said. You know, there's so much life going on around us. You know, we've got 4 kids, and they're growing up quick, really fast, and we get so distracted with just like the things that we think are really important. You know, and the things that need our attention. And their lives are happening right in front of us all the time. And that's something that I need a constant reminder of. Like, it gets kind of depressing, you know, when you think about how quickly life moves forward, and you know, this time that we have is just fleeting so fast. And I just want to take advantage of the time that I have, you know, with my family and this season of life. And I've always had a tendency to like be a little discontent, or you know, need to plan or dream about what the future could be and what I wanted it to be. And I've got everything I need right here, and everything I need back home. I've got a beautiful wife. I've got 4 beautiful, incredible kids, and I'm a blessed man. Like, truly, truly a blessed man. A good paying job that allows me to have the freedom to do things like this that I love, and I have the ability to provide for my family without my wife having to work, and she's there raising our 4 kids. And that's a tiring and like thankless job for women who are blessed to be able to do that. And I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not losing sight of that, and that, you know, I make her feel honored and make her feel cherished and helped. And, you know, it's crazy because like I'm out here by myself right now, and she's at home with the kids. But, you know, we've talked about this before in past episodes. You know, she's allowing me to do this kind of stuff to get the experience to have, you know, when the kids are old enough to do it with me. And so right now it's investment mode, you know, and that's just, it's so special. It's so sweet of her to allow me to do that, because it could be very easy for her to just be like, nope, I need your help. I need you at home. You know, you've been gone all night at work. You need to be sleeping, and then you need to help me around the house with some stuff. But instead, you know, she's very understanding and very supportive of the things that I'm passionate about. And she sees the things that I'm trying to accomplish with the trail connection and with this project, and the connections that I'm making with people and with myself, and the growth that I'm going through as a man and as an individual. You know, there's a lot of layers to all this. It's not just, I told her yesterday, you know, it's not just going for hikes. It's not just going kayaking or camping. You know, I'm growing and I'm transitioning, and I'm changing, you know, into a good thing that I think is it's a good thing that's happening to me. And so that's part of the reason why I want to do this. I mean, I want to be able to document that for my kids and for her, so she can see it, they can see it, but also for any of you guys who can relate, you know. And I've been so blown away by the people that I've met so far with this whole project. And I had a guy reach out to me a couple weeks ago. Actually, it was last week. Man, time's just like flying by. He just shared with me a really, really special message about how he absolutely loves the show, and he really, really relates to it, and he appreciates, you know, everything I'm talking about, because he's dealing with the exact same stuff and going through the same thing. And you know, there's so many blessings that come from being open and sharing our experiences with one another. And I think as men, you know, me particularly, I'm probably the exception to the rule. Most guys, you know, try to keep their feelings inside. I'm pretty open, probably more open than I should be sometimes. But, you know, I've just found there's so many benefits from that. Like sharing kind of where my head's at and what I'm experiencing and what I'm thinking. And I don't mind kind of being open and honest about the stuff that's going on in my head, and you know, things that I'm struggling with or the things that I'm trying to figure out, because I've tried it on my own and it's just sorry, trying to navigate around some logs again. I've tried it on my own, and it's just not as easy as it seems to get all that figured out on your own. Sometimes you need some support. You need some other folks that have some experience or more experience than you do, or you need to hear about how somebody took the same problem you're dealing with and figured it out, dealt with it on their own. And so, yeah, I was really blown away, really, just like how nice his message was and how supportive he was. But I mean, he's just shared that he's a huge fan of the show. And so there's things like that. There's stories like that that have really just taken me back and, really motivated me to just keep going down this path, and pursuing this journey, for one, you know, so I can accomplish the goal that I'm trying to accomplish, but also just because, like, this is helping people, and that is something to be really proud of, and I am. I'm really proud of that. That through my openness and through my exploring, you know, I'm able to help others, and you know, it's just, it's cool. It's a really neat thing. And so you're going to hear me talk about that a lot, you know, in future episodes and all that. Like, there's definitely things about this show that are very positive, that are on a deeper level than just sharing, you know, some experiences and some stories about places we've hiked or camping trips we've taken or rivers we've kayaked on or you name it, whatever the adventure is that we're going to talk about. And so that's exciting for me, and I hope it is for you too. And I know that these last few episodes have been a little unconventional, and I don't want you to feel like I'm like just all over the place, because there is a method to my madness here. I'm going to get it worked out here to where they start flowing well together. But every now and then we just got to take some time and just get real and, you know, just talk about the stuff that pushes this along and keeps the wheels in motion. And so anyway, because that's what's important, you know, for me to keep that perspective and then keep that motivation too. Because the minute that I get off track and I start thinking about, you know, the success of this is based off of how many people I have listening, how many people I have following or interacting, and I lose sight of the real reason why I'm doing this, you know, then I'm in trouble. So, well, that's going to do it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you listening to the Trail Connection. If you are interested in hearing more, then be sure to subscribe to our podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, and or you could do both. Be sure to turn on those alerts so you know when we're putting out new stuff, you get notified. And if you're on social media, check us out at The Trail Connection on Instagram or Trail Connection Podcast on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a follow, stay connected, and we'll be sure to give you some good content coming up here in the near future. So, once again, my name's Tim Garland, and you've been on The Trail Connection.